Yeah, my name is Greg Borboom. I'm currently president of the Minnesota Pork Producers Association. My family and I farm farrow to finish hogs by Marshall, Minnesota. It's myself, my wife, and our three adult kids operate the farm.
Greg, I want to ask you about your observations of the current ag nuisance lawsuits that are happening in North Carolina and its potential impact to pork producers in other parts of the country, specifically Minnesota.
Yeah, it's a little concerning, actually. I've been watching it pretty intently. Partly we have contract growers that finish pigs for us, so you kind of watch their tactics. You know, they're suing Smithfield, which owns the pigs, but they're in contract grower barns, so the neighbors are suing. They're bypassing the barn owners and suing the pig owners. I think they're targeting Smithfield because they're big and perceived to be bad and an easy target. But on the other hand, they've won all three cases, so it's pretty concerning if it's going to trickle over to other states or to us.
As you think about that trickle-down effect, what can producers in Minnesota do to help prepare against something like that happening to them?
Well, I think on the basic level, we need to be good neighbors. You know, they one big difference in North Carolina pork production and ours in Minnesota is they all have lagoons and they spray the fields or they top irrigate their waste. And I think there may be some issues with that we wouldn't have here because we inject all our manure. So that's number one, I think, a little different production tactic or method that they use. But on the other hand, we need to be good neighbors, need to do everything we can do and be aware of when we pump our barns and where we pump them.
And for the association, you'll just continue to monitor the situation out in North Carolina?
Yeah, yep. For the association, we'll monitor the situation. See if it develops any further, and also, you know, it's kind of concerning. I think they're targeting an industry, trying to shut an industry down. I read something, I think yesterday or today, that you know, first they targeted tobacco and shut tobacco down, and then they targeted another industry. I forgot which one it is right now. And it's just like they progress to now that they're going to target pork production. May not have as much to do with the barns as a target against an industry.
Let's talk about another potential threat, and that would be foot and mouth disease. And as the Farm Bill Conference Committee gathers here soon to work out their differences, what are your expectations on an FMD vaccine bank in the final 2018 Farm Bill?
You know, I don't know what my expectations are. I know what my hope is, and I hope it's fully funded. You know, we've got problems. We depend on foreign trade in when our pork production, 26% of our hogs are exported. I think if we would have an FMD break in the U.S. and it would shut down the borders, I mean, what's happened with tariffs or what's happened with trade today would be nothing compared to what would how that would impact us. So I think the vaccine bank is critical to us. It's critical to our industry and jobs and ag in general. And so I don't know what I expect, but I sure hope it's fully funded.
And speaking of trade, as a pork producer, when USDA talks about this $12 billion trade aid package, pork has certainly been impacted by the tariff retaliation from China. What would you like to see come to fruition as far as how that aid will be divvied out?
Well, from pork, we have no history with FSA or CCC as a pork industry and pork producers, so they don't even know where we are. And the good thing maybe is we get to start with a blank slate, and hopefully they work with our industry and kind of get it right. I think the losses, the money that come back to pork production, I think should be in like a real-time basis. You know, as we sell hogs, the value that was lost because of the tariffs, we should just be compensated, you know, on the spot or monthly, and kind of be a real-time program. That would be my opinion. History, like you would with crops, you know, cropping history or production history, I think is totally irrelevant because the tariffs are impacting today. They didn't impact us yesterday.
Have you heard enough specifics to think that aid could be coming anytime soon?
You know, I have not heard of any specifics, and I've heard of a conversation with CCC and FSA people that they aren't even aware of how it's going to be handled in the pork sector.
Well, Greg, anything else on your mind that you want to make sure we talk about today?
No, nothing. You really, you know, foreign trade is our big issue, and the North Carolina thing that you talked about is, you know, I've been really watching it and wondering how involved we need to be, even though it's in another state, but we definitely need to be aware of it. And the foot and mouth vaccine bank, which is our first time ever we've asked for anything in a farm bill. So hopefully they can come through with that, and no, I have nothing else right now.
And as a farrow to finish operation, I should ask you about pig health, how have things been so far this year?
Yeah, for us on our farm, very good. You know, we've had good health. Our production has been really good. Genetics genetics, facilities, everything. We've had really, really good performance, good luck. Things are going well in that front.
Good. Well, I appreciate your time, Greg. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Thanks for having me.